Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Zweli. Happy Freedom Day.
Happy Freedom Day to you and the SID Media family.
Are you okay?
We're doing well. Always blessed and highly favored. I hope all is well on your side.
Lovely. We are blessed, man. Thank you so much for asking. Now, we're talking about career learning, unlearning, and relearning. And for generations, the formula for success was simple. Go to school, get a degree, join a company, and work there till you retire with a gold watch. But that world is gone. The linear 40-year career is officially dead. Today, we're living in an age of skill and stacking, where the average professional is now expected to reinvent themselves, pivot, or change careers every 2 to 5 years just to stay relevant. It's no longer about what you learned in college. It's about learning, unlearning, and relearning in real time. But how do you navigate this high-speed, unpredictable landscape without burning out? This is what I want to talk about this afternoon. So, Zweli, why is the lifelong career at a particular company, you know, effectively dead in this generation?
Sure. That sounds so bleak, but it's important to have real conversations. Mm. So lifelong career learning is not dead because loyalty is bad, right? Mm-hmm. It is dead because the workplace is ever changing, and it's changing faster than any company can guarantee a stable path for 30 or 40 years. Mm. It's simply not the case nowadays. You know that companies are restructuring, they are automating processes, they're outsourcing employees, they're digitizing, and they're redesigning roles. So in the past, I think that people often joined a company or stayed in one department and waited for a promotion, mm-hmm. or they even decided to retire there. Today, even the loyal employees may find that the job itself changes around them. Mm-hmm. So now the new question is not only is my job safe, but are my skills still useful, transferable, and visible? So loyalty does still matter, but loyalty must now be paired with learning, flexibility, and contribution, you know? If I can give a real-life example of this, is that a bank employee who has worked in a branch in the administration department for about 20 years may find that many of the manual tasks are now done through apps, call centers, or automated systems. So that person doesn't have to start over, but they need to shift into customer education, fraud awareness, digital support, compliance, or data reporting. These are ways to upskill themselves. And for us not to consider death as, you know, a bad thing, but one where we can adapt and grow and find new opportunities.
Hmm. Now, explain the concept of skill stacking to us. How do I combine my 10 years, for instance, in marketing, say with new AI capabilities?
Well, I love the AI conversation. So let's start with skill stacking, right? So it means that we're combining our existing strengths with new relevant skills so that we become more valuable and more difficult to replace. So this isn't about throwing away our 10 years of work experience. It's about adding a new layer to it.
Yep.
So let's think about this person in marketing.
Yes,
for someone with 10 years in marketing, mm-hmm. the foundation may be brand knowledge, customer behavior, storytelling, campaign planning. But the new stack now should include AI literacy, data analysis, prompt writing, customer engagement, digital analytics, maybe automating our content, and most importantly, because this is why AI can't replace us, the ethical use of consumer data. So the human is still needed, but they need the tools that provide the correct direction, judgment, context, cultural sensitivity, and quality control. This is how they improve.
Mm. Beautiful stuff, man. Now, pivoting every 2 to 5 years sounds exhausting. Zweli, how do you pivot without feeling like you are starting back at zero every time?
So let's look at pivoting as repositioning. So we're not starting from zero. Remember, never think that we're starting from zero. It's more like repositioning what we already know and carry. Let's think of our career as a backpack. In our backpack, we have experience, we have relationships, we have our work ethic, we have that professional reputation that we've taken years to build, our industry knowledge and our problem-solving ability. So the aim is not to reinvent a whole new identity every few years, but it's to keep updating our value, you know? A healthy pivot can be something gradual. Let's keep our core strengths and abilities. Let's add one or two adjacent skills. Let's test them in real-life small projects and build confidence first before making, you know, a major move. So pivoting only then becomes exhausting when people react after a crisis. Mm. But it becomes more manageable when learning is part of our normal routine.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Now, you know, this concept of a loyal employee. So, I mean, if one is a loyal employee who has been at the same company for 20 years, 25 years, what is my first step towards building a new skill set? Sounds daunting.
Yeah, it is. But the first thing that we shouldn't do is start by resigning.
Oh,
let's
okay.
Start by... Mm-hmm. Let's start by looking at what skills do we have. So let's do a skills audit. And this is where my role, even as a psychometrist, can help people through our assessments, career assessments. So for yourself as an individual at home, you can ask yourself, what do I know deeply because of my years in this company? What problems in my organization am I currently trying to solve? And then what new tools or skills would help me solve these problems better? Then when we choose one skill that is close to our current role, then we don't try and learn everything all at once. We rather, you know, speak to our manager about exposure to new projects or systems or departments and build a visible example of your learning. Don't just have certificates everywhere, but improve on reporting, on automating things like perhaps a spreadsheet, creating dashboards, and just streamlining your work process. So your loyalty is still an asset, but the next step now is to convert that loyalty into knowledge, into institutional knowledge, so that we can have future-ready skills.
Mm. Future-ready skills. Now, you know, I've been changing careers, truly, truly. I mean, I'm talking from experience as well. I've changed, I think, three times now in my age, and I'm probably going to be changing again in another 10 years. Who knows? What's the primary skill? Is it a specific technical ability or is it something like else, maybe adaptability?
Yeah, well, with technical skills, they're always changing. The tools change. Mm-hmm. So the primary skill in this case is learning agility. And by that being said, it's about the ability to learn and then apply what we've learned, adapt to what we've learned, and keep improving. Mm. So adaptability mustn't be vague. It must show up in our real behaviors. Mm-hmm. So can you learn a new system? Can you solve a new problem? Can you work with different people? Can you use technology responsibly? And can you communicate this information clearly? Mm. So the future workplace needs both technical and the human skills, right? But the primary skill is not just knowing one tool. It is the ability to keep learning new tools and applying them with judgment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Now, looking at ahead of us, maybe to 2030, what would you say is the currency of the future workplace? I'm talking about capabilities, qualifications.
Mm-hmm. So qualifications open the door, but when we talk about capabilities, they keep you in the room. So the answer is definitely both, but the capabilities will carry increasing the weight. So today, everyone thinks qualifications don't matter. They still matter, especially in regulated professions. Mm. For instance, if you want to become a doctor in medicine, nursing, law, or engineering, accounting, you need them, especially within Africa as a whole. So we shouldn't be telling young people that qualifications are useless, because education still improves access to our opportunities, right? But a qualification alone is no longer enough. employers now increasingly want evidence that a person can actually perform their job role, that they can adapt to the situation, that they can solve problems, and most importantly, use modern tools. So the future currency is proof of capability. So what can you do? What problems can you solve? What have you built? Let's look at a real life example again. Two graduates may have the same degree. One only has the qualification. The other has the qualification plus a project portfolio and internship experience, AI literacy, volunteering and leadership skills. So when we already compare the two, the second graduate looks way more employable because they can show capability, not just the ability to complete tasks, you know?
Yeah. What would be your final remark and as we conclude this conversation?
So the future of work should not make us fearful. We should just be intentional. So whether you're a learner or a graduate, an employee, a parent, the message is the same. Do not wait for the world of work to change before you start preparing, but rather build self-awareness, know your strengths, keep on learning, stay curious, guys, and ask for exposure in your workplace. And I mean, ChatGPT and all sorts of AI tools are freely available to us. You don't have to be on a subscription package, right? The last thing is just remember your career is not one fixed title. I mean, like yourself and like myself, I think we've changed into different job roles, but still keeping our core skills. So let's build and grow our portfolio of skills, our values, our relationships, and let's contribute more to organizations.
Beautiful. Man, I must thank you so much for coming through. It is a wonderful, wonderful time to always, always talk to you. We are going to be speaking to you again sometime in the near future. Zweli Mqhayi, thank you so much.
Definitely. Blessings, blessings.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.